Mr. Eaton, vegan sausage rolls. Are you having
to do vegan? I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
That is not a great tip. That's his job.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good to see you. Hello.
You called me out on that the other week and it really made me laugh.
Did I?
Yeah, when I re-listened to it, yeah.
Do you know, have I said this before? I know I've definitely thought this. You know your intros where you go, this is the Morning Glory podcast?
Yeah.
It sort of sounds like you're asking for a donation of £2 a month or something. You're like, if you could donate £2 a month struggling podcast.
Yeah, radio could, voice. Yeah.
You're like, it's very earnest.
I recorded them almost a year ago now.
Did you?
Yeah. How long have we been doing this now?
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah, that's
accurate. Now.
Before we put out the first episode, I sat in my little room going, "This is the morning. Welcome to the Morning Glory podcast."
Yeah, it sort of sounds like an advert for the RSPCA.
I feel like I've got one of you doing it, and I really should swap them round so we look like.
Have a word.
Yeah, but to be fair. No, you'll get you to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Today, this is a slight rant. This is a mild rant.
Yeah, I like mild.
But my beef today, really, is basically, it's against Proverbs.
Ooh.
And do you know what else I'm chucking in there as well? I'm going to kick off with anagrams.
Do I not like anagrams? I'm glad you said it.
Okay. But do you know what's astonishing about anagrams?
Anagrams? What's wrong with anagrams?
Here's why. People are always so shocked when they make words. People always act like it's a massive surprise. Like they're like, oh, it makes onomatopoeia. And I'm like,
yeah, it's a word.
Yeah, but they're letters. Like, it's not like they're bits of food and they're making words.
Who are you talking to that's like, who's got this like gripe? I don't really.
Well, so, I have.
So, yeah, no, you've got the gripe, but like, who are you talking to going, give me an example of one.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, like, as in people are amazed that letters make words, but that's their purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what they're there for. It's always, like, it's sort of astonishing that that might happen.
And yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but they are words. Like, as in, and on, I'm basically slanging off Countdown.
Yeah.
Even though it's quite a nice watch.
Do you know, I've watched 8 out of 10 cats as Countdown.
I mean, that's funny.
I don't know how many times I've watched Countdown.
No.
You know what I mean? Unless my granddad was watching it when you meet, do you know what I mean? You go around and he's sat there going, he gets like 2 letters.
Yeah.
He's like, I got and.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good on him. I mean,
yeah,
but,
no, fair enough.
Well, actually, no. I mean, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I've never really got like, as in, when I've sat down and thought about it, I'm like, they should, I mean, that's their main purpose is to make words.
Well, I'm with you on that sense. So like, I don't know.
You're thinking of like level.
Tide and diet.
Yeah.
That's what an anagram, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Because I thought you were just going to say, like, I thought you meant that as in WTF.
No.
As in that's why you don't like people saying them.
No.
Right, so the point of the rant is you're finding it hilarious that people are shocked that a word makes another word.
Well, they're impressed. They're like, did you know that word...
Yeah.
Having said that, it's quite impressive that diet and what was it?
Tide. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Actually, my mind's blown by that. Never knew that.
It's like Torchwood and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
That was an anagram of Doctor Who, wasn't it, Torchwood?
Yeah. But it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Torchwood isn't really. What is Torchwood?
Oh, it was like a Doctor Who spin-off.
No, but I mean, like, is Torchwood an actual thing?
No,
is it a
really.
Type of wood?
No, well, not really.
Well, then it's bullshit, then, isn't it? You're just forcing it.
I see what you mean, where people are like, wow, like, it was so clever the way he did it, because, like, Harry Potter, is Tom Riddle in Harry Potter.
Mm.
So it spells out Voldemort.
Yeah.
But it was just an anagram of it. So the character's name was Tom Riddle.
Yeah.
But that was just an anagram of Voldemort, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was worried I got it wrong then. I was like, yeah. I didn't want to look really
that
super stupid.
That would have been really... We would have had to have kept that in. But no, I've never got them. I don't understand why people get excited about them.
Not really. It's like when you're about 14 and you watch like a film. You know what I mean?
Well, no, like, what it's wow. like, it's like having a bike.
Yeah.
Assembling a bike and then you riding it. It's like, well, what else were you going to do with it?
I don't know, because it's meant to be like a clever way of using a word, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's one of those things in life that's useless.
Yeah, it is useless, really.
It's really like, useless.
But being annoyed at it is a different kettle of fish, really.
No, I'm not annoyed at anagrams. I'm annoyed at that people are, like, enamoured by them.
Yeah, I know.
It's their admiration for them that pisses me off.
I'm sort of with you on that.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering who was bringing it up in normal life for you to be really annoyed about it. Or is it just the fact of them? Like, you really, like, why
are
people...
I just think, like, get over them.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like, I mean, I do you know what I think it might be as well? Because I've never been academic, so I think I got a disdain for anything remotely like that.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Do you remember that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa goes around that other girl's house and they're doing anagrams?
Yes. Yeah. 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 That's what I felt like just a minute ago when you said it. I was like, I'm not sure I can. Yeah, no, yeah, they're doing anagrams, aren't they? And then it gives her that little ball to bounce because she can't do it.
I mean, an anagram of your name would be Maz.
Mass, yeah.
Or Maz.
Maz,
call it.
Yeah.
That's quite good, because that's an abbreviation of your surname.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Wow.
Wow,
that's good. Have you ever had, like, so another thing that people have is aliases.
What, like a nickname or a...
A pseudonym.
Yeah. Like, for instance, my only one of that, it would be, like, they used to say... On nights out, people used to give the wrong name if they didn't want people to contact them. I used to know a load of girls at uni, was that when they went on nights out, they would change their name. If guys asked them the name, they'd say, like, my name's Katie, if their name was Sarah.
Right.
Just so that people didn't look them up on, didn't want to contact them.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they have, like, going out names, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What, they're part of MI5?
Like, I don't think they were spies. It was only Bopwell.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's probably what's known as overkill, really, isn't it? Like,
I've never had a pseudonym. Like, the Southern Dandy. Kid Gorgeous. No, I don't think so. Have you? No.
No. A pseudonym.
No, writing under a pseudonym. Like, I don't know why I'm bringing it back to Harry Potter, but...
Go for it.
I read a book by J.K. Rowling.
And I mean, when you say a book by J.K. Rowling, it's only really going to be Harry Potter.
No,
isn't
she
it?
Wrote one about a detective.
Did she?
Yeah, under a pseudonym, and it was really good.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but wasn't it panned by critics?
I know, but I thought it was really good.
Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't know if it was panned or not, but I've read three of them. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was really good, yeah. Maybe it was panned, but I'm a simple
man. I always thought that got really badly received, so that she could be like, see, I'm...
They made a BBC series out of it. I can't fucking think of the name of it. I thought it was really good. It was like a private detective who had like a missing leg or something.
Really?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was all right. I forgot its name, but that was good.
Long John Silver. Are you sure this was a...
Mike Hopp.
That's an anagram sort of.
Yeah. I tell you, did have a Stephen King, the writer, wrote, he was that prolific, he had to write under a pseudonym.
Now, he's an odd-looking guy,
yeah,
isn't he?
He looks like... That goes along my theory that they're all aliens, all celebrities. They're just fucking inhuman skin.
That's quite mean, really, for me to say. But he does... He's got quite a specific look.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. And he was, massive cokehead in, like, the 70s.
Was he?
Yeah, massive, when he was writing. That's why he was so prolific. He had to write under a name called Richard Bachman. That was his pseudonym. He wrote, he published, like, 6 novels because he'd already brought 3 out that year. That's because he was doing coke and fucking thingy, just writing all the time.
Writing all the time.
Yeah. But no, pseudonym.
He's done some good stuff, hasn't he?
Oh, that's Stephen King.
The Shining.
I'll tell you
that's
what.
That's good.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Film's better.
Do you reckon?
Than the book, I think. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's different.
Why is it better?
It's just more succinct. It's a better story. Like, it's less, it goes off on less tangents.
Do you remember that? I've never really got the idea other than just like surreal horror.
Yeah.
But you know the bit where that sort of bear pig thing is sort of sucking someone off?
Yeah, in the
hotel room. What's that about?
I don't know. It's like a metaphor for like the rich and...
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what though? Like, again, with on the sort of anagram theme a bit here, but like, do you know what's really in vogue these days? You know, like where if you watch video essays on things...
Yes.
They are a monumental crock of shit.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree.
And like, if people out there, like, if you watch, just type in one of your favourite films, yeah. Someone has done a load, type in like Seven or 12 Monkeys or Armageddon, like any big fit, and they'll people will just jerk themselves off going like, this is a symbol of his inner rage.
Yeah.
And you're like, how on earth have you arrived at that point? This is because no one has said, just wind it in. You can't be saying all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, totally. Going back to like Stephen King and the books, he's like in The Shining, because the director changed it that much. People are like looking for the hidden meanings. Stephen King's like, I didn't mean any of that.
Yeah.
And they're going, yeah, you fucking did.
Do you know what one I watched on The Sopranos was it was literally... It was Tony in a car.
Yeah.
And he goes past and there's a tiger. And they go on to all of these references about the big cat meaning. And you're like, or maybe they'd film somewhere where they were, like, it was like a
Can
balloon.
Did you just drive past the Bronx Zoo?
It was, it was literally just like, it was like a kind of fluffy animal.
Oh, right, yeah.
And there, people, someone was like going off on the fact that this tiger meant something.
I would have loved that when I was younger, you know.
You were into that.
I was into that massively.
You're like, yeah, it means.
I was like, yeah, no, it means like.
Yeah.
It's a symbol for his like inner rage.
Yeah.
But it's fluffy. Like, I would love that.
Yeah, his soft veneer.
Yeah, you grow out of that, though.
You can do it with absolutely anything though.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Do you know what's another one is what's in vogue as well? You know, if you listen to people, let's say they psychoanalyze their exes. That's a really good pastime.
What, like, as in they would do this because of...
Yeah, so what they'll do is they'll say, like, oh, well, you know, he became a manager because he always feels like a kind of need to control people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then if they're like, it can work the other way where it's like they're in a low position. They're like, well, it's because... Or like, as in they'll say, he became a manager because he needs to control people.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, it's actually because he was brought up on a lack of control.
Yeah.
He feels the need.
Resonated with that position.
They basically say it. I don't think I've articulated that amazingly, but you can get away with saying anything about anyone.
Yeah, it's like saying, chefs, isn't it? You've ever seen these chefs on telly?
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh yeah, when I was younger, my mum used to cook. I mean, that's what I love cooking.
Yeah.
Or the guy who's a plumber, and he's like, yeah, well, he always played with, like, Meccano sets.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So well, that's what he had.
Like, they did a lot of things.
Yeah.
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 It's what's known as a survivorship bias.
I am a qualified carpenter.
Yeah.
And it was not my dream to be like, I didn't look and go, I really love to manipulate wood.
Just in your bedroom.
I put up a shelf once.
Please get it up.
It was the only time my dad ever said well done when I put up that shelf. So now I'm a professional carpenter.
That's it, you've cracked it.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
But then other people go, well, you know, he never said well done, so I felt the need to prove him wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's bullshit.
He never stood there and go, you'll never be a carpenter.
A lot of people's thoughts on things are utter bullshit.
I think that's the theme of our podcast.
I think so.
Yeah.
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 This seems to be a revelation for me. but a lot of things, people's observations on things are just outrageously tenuous.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Like, as in, I don't know, I could go all day. Like,
but like, just things like where people, you can justify anything with anything.
You can prove anything with facts.
You can though.
No, you can. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But you can say, I don't know, just anything. Why something motivates you?
People love to give things a backstory, and they think they've got an inner knowledge of it.
See, another one is like, art students.
Yeah,
they are the best salespeople on earth. Because what's amazing is that one, an art lecturer can look at a piece of work,
yeah,
and be like, that's not the final thing. It depends on that, what they say. That, so basically, all they need to say is, I was bullied a bit as a kid, and yeah, this was my outlet. And it's like, you get an A, yeah, and you get a first. That's all you need to do. Yeah, but yeah, if someone out there is listening, you do anything creative, just say you were bullied,
yeah,
and it was your outlet. They will absolutely, the lecturer, probably liberal, you know, we're liberals, but they will absolutely spaff themselves.
Oh, no, they'll love it. Yeah, they'll go mental.
Do you know,
yeah,
there was a show called Glow Up on BBC.
Yeah.
It was actually really good, but it was about makeup artists.
Would that have Maya Jama in it? I've seen the advert, yeah, for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was originally Stacey Dooley.
Oh, was it? Yeah, 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 yeah.
She was,
yeah,
like, I'm here.
Investigative journalist.
Yeah, to talk about glowing up. She's sort of like, almost like the best EastEnders character there never was.
She seems very likable to me.
She is likable.
I've not really watched her in a lot of things, but I've watched a documentary she did, but it was really good. That was in about Iraq, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah, she gets a lot of the heavy topics.
Yeah, yeah.
She does. She's like, oh, I'm here in Uganda to talk about AIDS.
Yeah,
like,
oh, bless her, yeah.
Yeah. but then she was on to, she did like Iraq, and then she did Glow Up.
Yeah, 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 but yeah.
But the thing in Glow Up was that they'd often have to justify their pieces to like a panel. And it was,
oh,
like,
yeah,
a man dressed as like the moon and the zebra or something, going like, well, this is because, okay, I've got two sides to me.
Yeah.
And the stripes represent the sort of multifaceted, and they'd go, brilliant, brilliant. like the panelists, they, it was just a,
we love a good story, don't we? Like,
they were coming on their own chest.
Yeah, because it justifies what they do as well. Like,
yes, it does.
Yeah, look how brilliant I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot stand that. That is one of my, just the pretense of it is unbelievable.
Mm.
But it makes for great comedy.
It does. Yeah, but I just think a lot of it's nonsense.
Yeah. Is there anything you've seen art-wise where you do get moved, or like?
I don't think I've ever been moved in terms of like by painting. I think paintings can look nice.
Yeah.
But I don't think moving.
I'd never thought of any of that. And I went to the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao in Spain.
Yeah.
And there was a huge painting on the wall of a guy laid on the floor, looking at the stars, and I was like, oh, that's fucking brilliant.
Really?
And I don't know why I thought that. I was like, it was the way it was painted, the textures of it, and I thought, that's great. And I was like, oh, that must be what people
really
see in art, yeah? Because I was like, I'd love to have that painting.
Mm.
But that's the only one I've ever done it with.
Yeah, and you've probably seen a lot of paintings.
You've seen loads, mate. Yeah, yeah.
I think films and music are better.
Yeah.
By a mile.
Films do, because you're never the same after you watch a certain film. Or at least for a while. Yeah. I just think it changes your outlook. Or,
what's changed your...
I don't know. What did I watch? I can't think of fucking name of the film.
It was that good.
This might make you laugh, yeah.
Please.
I watched The Warrior with Tom Hardy, you know, the UFC film. Yeah. And I came out of that, I was like, that was brilliant. Really? Do you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, it just made me be more of a... It's a really weird, but it made me be more of, for like a little while, more of a reserved character.
Really?
Yeah. I was so like aware of what I was being.
I haven't seen it like.
It's not that good. It's now that we rewatch it.
You were moved, but you were. You came out a different person.
I gave it you that. Like, yeah, when I first watched it, I was like, yeah, I want to get fit. I want to do all this. I want to be this character.
Like people, when people watch Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine people would have the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. One of my mates told me he read Rocky, the book, and he was like, it was like the best thing he'd ever done. Changed his life, yeah. Like, Rocky.
Maybe your mate just hasn't done other stuff.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, we can say that about anything, can't we, yeah?
Yeah, but Rocky, the book.
Have you never watched a film and come out of it in...
What have I watched?
Doctor Strangelove, I watched that and I was like...
Yeah, no, like...
It changes your opinion on comedy and things, especially when you're younger. You're like, wow, that was Mike genius. Bassett. Mike Bassett, the manager, do you know what I mean?
That's like the theme of my life.
Yeah, yeah, it's mad as well. That's so weird. Yeah.
But that is good. That's all about like incompetency.
Yeah.
And like,
it was the original mockumentary. Well, not the original mockumentary, but it was a mockumentary.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
It's quite underrated, really, as a film.
Like, oh, I totally agree. I think it's a great film. Yeah.
Don't know about it.
Yeah.
I think more with TV series, actually. Like,
yeah.
There's certain bits in Game of Thrones where you're just like, what?
Yeah, sick. Yeah.
You know.
I read the book The Dark Tower by Stephen King, and it's seven books. And the ending after it was, it was like I was in a depression for like a week.
Really?
Yeah. And that was just a book.
Wow.
Yeah, just by the way it ended.
That's
but I was genuinely sad.
That's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I've never been into books either.
I wish there was some, I wish I could give better examples. I'm coming
across pretty ignorantly here.
I don't know. What film, what, like, do you know when you watch like Blue Velvet or like, is it Blue Velvet? What's that other one about the kid?
I mean, when I was like 15, after watching The Football Factory, I just sort of walked around like a geezer for about 3 days.
Exactly. That's what it does to people.
Yeah.
It changes. That's exactly what happened in my school. Yeah. Everyone acted like Danny Dyer for, like, and we're all Northern as well.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to be that.
Come to think about it, it's like, it's interesting how easily influenced you are by things. Like, I'll watch things, like, I'll watch SAS Who Dares Wins and then, like, wear like a hoodie that, that is slightly military looking. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Totally agree.
Like,
yeah.
What a bell end.
I'll watch a stand up thing and I'll try, when I was younger, especially. Somebody like Stuart Lee changed my opinion of him. I also watch stuff and it's like, oh, yeah, I agree with that. But I didn't know how to articulate it. So people think you're copying what people, but it's actually they articulate the way you feel about things. Or maybe you didn't feel like that, but they changed your mind to feel like that. It's very powerful, that sort of medium. But don't, look at Ricky Gervais, right? Before Ricky Gervais did The Office, the UK had a different sense of humour.
I think that changed, like,
it changed British comedy. Everything. It changed Channel 4. Their presenters were all being, like, super awkward and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it was a Peter Kay. Everyone was a Peter Kay thing, especially
that's
where I grew up.
That's true, actually.
And Ricky Gervais changed. He changed.
Yeah, like, awkward comedy became...
Yeah, it, especially in England. I'm sure it was in America, but in England, it wasn't even a thing. I don't think so, anyway. And they... Or the, especially the mainstream of it is what.
But that,
I mean,
it sort of seeped in. Do you know, like I talked about before, like there's like British podcasts where like the host, there's a people adopted the sort of mannerism of going like that is absolutely mental.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever watched like, that Jack, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, so punishable. Honestly,
it's rough.
What a punishable geezer, and he has a go at other YouTubers.
Does he?
When he's doing the same thing, yeah. That's his, like, stick. He calls him out.
I didn't know that, but I thought, like, his... That kind of demeanour, though, like, it's like where he's just sort of... It's like they have to really beat you over the head with their observation.
Yeah.
They just don't let you sit. They don't allow you. They man-mark you.
Yeah, they don't let
you. They man-mark you. Like, yeah, they'll just be like, right? Yeah. They are, right, get this, yeah, right, he's got a skateboard and a tortoise. I repeat, a skateboard and a tortoise. Like, it's sort of like, okay.
I don't like that.
You don't need to do that.
No, you don't need to force it down. Like, I get the information.
Yeah.
But it's to be perceived as interesting. It's commandeering the...
But people do that, though, with jokes, don't they? Like, isn't they do, they get, like, sort of, it's... They don't. They kind of shove it down you so that you can't not laugh at it.
Yeah. Loads of people do stuff
it's
like
an
that.
Intimidation factor.
Yeah. Oh, in it. Yeah. What? People do it like say, so I go, oh, that wall is blue and a bit like the sky, in it. Yeah.
Or like, am I right? And a slap on the shoulder.
Yeah, you are. It's weird that, innit?
I'm
trying to think of instances where I've done that.
Yeah, we're just sort of thinking about all the times we've ever been at parties.
Yeah.
We've done that a lot.
Yeah.
we've come out.
Anyone changed, listening to this is like, you two wankers saying this is unbelievable. Started off with a fucking Warriors.
Anagrams.
Example. Yeah, anagrams. Anagrams, yeah.
If anyone knows an anagram of Warrior, please send it in. We'd love to hear about
also
it.
Also an anagram of knobheads.
Also an anagram of cunts.
I didn't even know what anagrams meant earlier. Now I'm fucking... No, I did, but... No, I don't know, mate, yeah. So where did we end up? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's start where we started from. Anagrams are shit, aren't they?
They're a waste of time.
I think it's the pretense of it, innit? It's like... Like you said about people seeing symbolism in stuff that's not there, or making people think that they think something.
Do you know
what you don't notice?
So one thing, like I did a creative writing course in lockdown, and on one of the first like lectures or whatever, meetings, whatever you'd call it. And the tutor read out like, I don't know whether you'd call it like a sonnet or something.
Yeah.
And it was basically the thing was like, I remember when we did this and I remember that. And I remember you on our first blah, blah, blah. And I remember this. I remember our first job. And one bloke was in tears. And I was like, pull yourself together. No, I've literally unmuted my button and was like, this is nonsense. I was like, it's a list.
I'm so moved.
Yeah, no, some people were genuinely weeping.
Now, do you think that's because it hits people differently?
I just think they're reading something into it. Like, they're seeing something that isn't that they want to see.
Yeah, we all see things through our own lens, don't we? But some people get married to it. Like,
Mara, if you saw this sonnet,
okay, was it?
It was a list. It was just like, it was like a random word generator.
Oh God!
It was like, I remember that. Like, and I was like,
yeah,
I don't feel any of this.
I don't know. I always think people put stuff like that on as well, like the fake crying and stuff.
Yeah.
When I went to see a jazz thing, this woman, the female jazz singer, she was like, "Oh, this is when I met Fat Smalls," and this guy was like, "Whoa!" And then nobody
knew.
Mean
Fats Domino?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Fats Domino. Yeah,
you confused Biggie Smalls.
Fats Waller.
Okay,
Fats Waller. She said, "Yeah." So
do you remember that time I met Rick Waller? Yeah. That was brilliant.
Yeah, but anyway, this guy was like, "Whoa!" And she hadn't even finished the sentence yet.
Yeah.
So he was trying to pretend like he knew what it was, and then she goes, "And this is Uptown." He goes, I knew it was. And I was like, no, you didn't, you didn't know that.
We talked about on another episode. Do you remember I said like the Huns squealing, like when girls meet each other?
They're like that. God.
It's so for everyone else.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. Yeah.
And you're just like, get on with the game. Yeah. like, stop. Stop with the theatrics.
Yeah.
It's the loudness. It's the wanting to be seen.
Yeah, stop over-exaggerating.
Maybe it's because they weren't seen as a child.
Yeah, I think so. They just didn't get that attention that they needed.
Yeah. Or maybe they got too much attention.
Yeah.
People are bellends.
I think so, man. I totally agree. Yeah. Let's end it there. People are bellends.
Right, I'm sold on that.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.